That's the bit I was waiting for. Hi guys, I'm an addict. My name's Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Welcome
Steve.
everybody to the Highlands and Islands ASC stroke business meeting bi-monthly. Can we please start this meeting off with a moment's silence for the still suffering addict in and out of those room these rooms, and for those that we serve. Thank you, guys. And just for the record, can we quickly run through a roll call? What I'll do is I'll call people off the list as I see them. So, Christine, would you like to introduce yourself? You're here yet? I'm sure she'll be back in the room. I don't think she's. Ellie, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, hi everybody. I'm Ellie. I'm an addict. I am the
Hi,
chair.
Ellie.
Hi everybody. I'm chair for the Ask It Basket meeting, chair for the Illness and Recovery meeting, and GSR for the Saturday night speaker meeting.
Thank you, Ellie.
Thanks, Eddie.
Joanne, would you like to introduce yourself? Sorry, Jim, which stays next on the list. Jim, would you like to introduce yourself?
I'm Jim Harlett. I'm the GSR for the Illness and Recovery meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. And Joanne,
Thanks,
then,
Jim.
sorry. Would you like to introduce yourself? Joanne? Okay. Lisa, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, hi, I'm Lisa. I'm an addict. I'm the secretary for the committee. So, sorry, my cat just decided to jump on me. Yeah, I'm secretary for the committee, and also I do service for the LGBT Monday meeting and the IP study meeting on Thursdays.
Thank you,
Thank you.
Lisa.
Thanks,
Thank you,
Lisa.
Lisa.
Penny C, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, hi, my name's Penny or Penelope, however you know me, and I'm GSR for the Friday night Living Clean meeting and chair of the Thursday IP meeting.
Thank you, Penelope.
Thank you,
Thank you,
Penelope.
Penelope.
And Tony and Mark, would you like to introduce yourself, stroke yourselves?
Hi, my name's Tony, I'm an addict.
Hello.
Hi, Tony.
I'm the vice chair of Area Service Committee. I'm also the poster for the Thursday night illness and recovery meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Tony.
And that just remains to be me. I'm Steve. I'm a recovering addict, and I'm also chair of the committee currently at the moment. So thank you, guys. We have.
I wasn't here when you started the round of introductions.
Thank you, Christine. Glad you're here. Would you like to introduce
Yeah,
yourself?
Christine, addict. I'm moderate the Thursday Illness and Recovery meeting, and I am here to represent the new Tuesday Step 11 meditation meeting.
Fantastic. Thank you, Christine.
Thank you, Christine.
Just to clarify, am I right in assuming then that you're taking the minutes for us today? Lisa?
I am. Yes, sorry. I've got to go in between my Word document and this, so I'm a bit slow to get to the button. Yes, I am taking notes.
Okay, that's fantastic. Thank you so much. Really grateful. Good. Awesome. So we have election of trusted servants. We're currently kind of pretty well covered in terms of steering committee commitments. So we've got a chair and a vice chair, we have a secretary, and we have a treasurer. There is a question of about a GS an RCM. I'm wondering if we can come back to that because that's an issue that's further down the list. And unfortunately, the individual who is we've spoken to previously is willing to do that isn't actually here. So I think it would be wrong for us to vote someone in there. Absence, no matter what. So I'm going to leave that as it is. Oh, I completely forgot. Have people had an opportunity to look at the minutes that were submitted from 2 months ago from the August ASC I'll be happy to approve those.
I say.
Yes, I have.
Yes, Steve. Yes.
Fantastic. No one's got any objections to that, I take it.
No.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. So that's done. So listen, guys, I'm going to hand you over to Tony, our vice chair, who's going to run us through some of the basics, which is the treasury report and the website report and the group report. So, Tony, over to you, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. My name's Tony. I'm an addict.
Hi, Tony.
Hi, Tony.
Hi.
Hi there, guys. Right, the treasury report as of the 25th of October 2021. The balance of the last ASC was £1,712.02. The current financial status, I'm sorry, the PayPal was 1117. The bank balance was 817.05, and the expenses out was zero. The closing balance as of the 25th of 10th 21 was £1,917.22. This is a combined bank and PayPal contributions for the last 2 months. There was £88.85 in September and £116.35 in October from the bank, which gives us a total of £205.20 as of the 25th of 20th. We have a prudent reserve of £500, which was set in June 2020, and the tradition surplus, tradition 7 surplus at present, is £1,417.22. Our current fixed annual expenses are for 2021. That's the website and the domain, etc., is £47.42 per year. The Blue Jeans account is £437.99. That's the enterprise account annual fee, which is a total of £485.41. And that equates to, and this is 85 pence per meeting. That's brilliant. I'm going to now go on to the website report, guys. The website has been running well with no reported problems. Backups are being taken regularly. The website content, software and plugins, etc., are all being updated as required. So thank you for that part. We're now going on to the group reports. Is anyone here from the Monday step meeting, Monday lunchtime step meeting, that's willing to give a report for that group? Is there anyone here for the...
Sorry, Tony, I was muted there, mate. I apologise. I'm the kind of alternate chair for the Monday lunchtime meeting, and it's all is going well.
Thank you, Steve. Is there someone from the Let's Get Better Together Monday evening meeting?
My name's Lisa. I'm an addict.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, guys. In Michael's absence, he has asked me to just say that the meeting's running well, that we're carrying the message. It's still quite a small meeting, but we have some wonderful regulars. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Lisa. Is there anyone here for the Tuesday lunchtime meditation meeting?
Yes, c'est moi. Yeah, that's me. Sorry.
Hi, Christine.
It's still small. I think 6, and I think 12 is sort of rough. Between 6 and 12, so it's still small. But we are growing regular members that come every week. We've now... Well, he still has to be voted in as such, but we'll do that. We didn't have time to do it today, but John's put himself forward for alternate chair to chair every other week. So I'll still be looking for a chair to chair the other alternate weeks and someone to post and a GSR eventually, but for now we're managing. And yeah, that's it.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you, Christine.
Is the representative here for the Tuesday night Ask It Basket meeting?
Yes, I'm Ellie Manaddict.
Hi, Ellie.
Hello, Tony. Hi, everybody. The meeting is, I sent the form in yesterday. I don't know if it got there, but I just had some trouble. But the meeting is regularly attended by 10 to, it went down from about 18 to about 10 to maybe 15. I think that's the maximum it's been. Since it has gotten pretty small, I thought, for 10. We have it's a 90-minute meeting. But we had a group conscience a while back, and we agreed to keep it at 90 minutes. It has good atmosphere of recovery. There are three topics that are chosen by me in a basket and at random. And I would say that it's regularly attended by the same people. We have a GSR, we have a greeter, and someone who posts, and it's Carly who posts, and Michael is our GSR, and also our moderator. And I say the meeting's going well. I'm hoping that it doesn't lose membership, because if it does, maybe we'll go back to an hour, but as of now, it's still holding fairly strong.
Thank you very much, Ellie.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Ellie.
Is there anyone here to represent the Wednesday Just for Today lunchtime meeting? The evening women's meeting?
My name's Lisa, I'm an addict. I don't have an official service position at that meeting. I do know that there has been some big service changes there recently, and I think that that's going pretty well. I think that they're struggling with getting members to come to it, so they've requested some help with that, to ask members to post, to post about it in other meetings. So that, yeah, I think it's going okay though.
Thank you very much, Lisa.
Thanks, Lisa.
Is there anyone here for the IP meeting on Thursday lunchtime?
Yes, my name's Penelope and I'm an addict. I'm chair for that meeting. We're looking for a GSR. We had someone in mind, but that hasn't consolidated or yes or no yet. The meeting is well attended. It has between 10 and 20 people every time. Because it's lunchtime, it's a 60-minute meeting. People seem to like it. It's a good atmosphere of recovery. We've got a moderator and a person to post, and myself, and obviously I can fill in as GSR at the moment. So yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Penelope. I believe Jim's the GSR for the Thursday evening illness and recovery meeting. Over to you, Jim.
Thank you, Tony. I'm Jim, GSR for the Illness and Recovery Thursday meeting. It's a great meeting. Passing the message is good. Good atmosphere of the recovery. We get between 15 and 20 people. We've had some good discussions, which I've put in the report. Yes, it's all going well as far as I can see. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
Is there anyone here for the Living Clean meeting on Friday evening?
Yes, my name's Penelope and I'm an addict.
Hey, Penelope.
Hi. I'm GSR for the Friday meeting, and our recent conscience was to continue to read from Living Clean, and we're starting, we started last Friday to go through the book. We started from the beginning again. It was a really popular choice. Everybody was on board with it. Everybody wanted it to continue. So, yeah, nothing more to report, really. It's doing well. The meeting is very well attended. Regulars who seem to like that meeting, and has a great atmosphere of recovery. Highlight of the week for me. So yeah, I think that's all I've got to report. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for your service, Penelope.
I'm sorry, Tony. Hi, I'm Ellie Manatic. I'm the chair for the illness and recovery meeting. Somehow I missed you call that out. I've only chaired it for, I was the alternate, and Mark had stepped down, so I was voted in to be the regular chair. I probably could use an alternate chair for that meeting, so we'll have a group conscience. The meeting is got about maybe 20 to 24. Pardon me?
I think Jim's just done that.
Yeah, Jim did give a group report, Ellie, regarding that.
Okay.
But thank you very much for your service, and I heard what you needed to say as well, so thank you. With that, I believe Steve, are you for the speaker meeting on Saturday evening?
Penelope is, oh no, Ellie, I think Ellie was GSR for that meeting.
I'm sorry, I apologise. Ellie, you're the GSR for the speaker meeting on Saturday evening,
yes,
I believe?
Yes, I am. The meeting is about, thanks, I'm Ellie, I'm an addict. The meeting is about 10 to 15 people. We have very good speakers from all over, I guess, mostly the UK, and there's some others that I've heard from, I think mostly from a few from the States, very strong recovery. The speakers speak for about 45 minutes, and they've been really great as far as sharing experience, strength, and hope. I'd say the meeting is going very strong, and that's it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ellie. Is there anyone here for the Sunday night, just for today meeting?
My name's Lisa, I'm an addict.
Hi
guys, I'm not actually doing service there, but I do know Mark, he is the chair, and he's looking for a co-chair, somebody that can chair every other week, and then post on the week that they're not chairing. So I know that that is something that is needed in that meeting. And is there anything else to say about that meeting? It's quite a small meeting. Sometimes less, it's quite often less than 10, but it can go up to about 12, 14, but it's quite a small meeting. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
That's all the group reports. There's nothing arising from the group reports, I see.
I'm struck by the number of service positions that are available. So maybe we could have a kind of a list of them or something, you know, just a wee, I don't know if anyone else is struck by that.
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea. I can maybe make a list of the ones that are available.
So, Lisa, are you going to take that? I'm sorry, Steve.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, thank you, Lisa. I'm an addict. My name's Steve. I made a note of the same thing, Christine. Conscious of the number of us here that are actually doing multiple service. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. That's just an observation. And yeah, I've made and that same thing. Yeah, I mean, I think that's a brilliant idea. Make a list available of, and we can put that in the minutes and put it out there and just kind of make people aware, I guess. It's the same thing. I just want to say as well, matters arising from all of that, as chair, I've been approached by a couple of meetings in the last month or so to try and provide a little bit of support from the from kind of behind the scenes, and I'm pleased to say that that seems to be working out. I'm not going to name the meetings, it's not relevant, but just that, you know, we're here to serve you, and we're always willing to help you guys sort any problems that might be arising from anything that's going on in your meetings. So thank you for that opportunity. That's me. Back to you, Tony. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
I'm looking at the agenda at the moment. Service opportunities. That's basically what we've just been speaking about, have getting a list together, isn't it? Would you agree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna write a list in that bit for the minutes.
Thank you very much, Lisa, for that. We're on to growth or new meetings. Any input regarding any of that information? We did already speak about the new groups that have started up in Hignor. Is there any more input regarding that?
Only so much as if anybody would, if you hear of or are aware of any other meetings that any the people that want to start meetings, there's plenty of slots available during the week.
Thank you for that, Steve. Okay, we're on to old business now. I might need some help here, Steve. Guidelines and HIGNA policy.
You want me to take it from here, Tony?
Would you mind, please, Steve?
Not at all. Thank you very much, Tony, for that.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Tony.
That's kind of as we discussed, really. Okay, yeah, old business. So thank you for all the group reports, guys. Just another quick one on that is three reports were submitted on the online form thing. It's not a must, it's a suggestion. They're useful. I had a quick look today, and it's quite interesting that is the I think the most we've ever had in 1 month was five, but it's used. But looking at the information we get from that, we can gather that sort of information. So where groups are saying they need people to cover service, we could create a, you know, we could put something in that form that would allow that to be easily put in, and then we'd get a picture then of where we're at, which Lisa or the secretary of the meeting could then kind of get that information in one place. So I'm just going to throw that in there. Guidelines, HIGNA policy. I think it is decided that we would kind of hold that back until such times as we know what's going on with regard to our position with region and as an area. I don't know where we're at with that. I don't know if anybody wants to speak to that. I'll take that as a no, that there's nothing to say. The next thing on the agenda is I'm presuming people have had an opportunity to grab a copy of this and have a look for themselves, so I'm not kind of leading people into the dark here. Use of social media as a PI tool, and I was asked 2 months ago to create a bit of a document to explain what that was about, so the people that have more clarity, which I did. I gave a bit of a background of the use of social media as a PI tool in NA, generally speaking. My earliest, it's basic summary of that. My earliest experience of seeing regions or areas use social media was back in like 2010. And also, we've had the social media and our guiding principles booklet since about that same time, and it's covered in the chat in chapter 10 of the PR handbook, guidance and suggestions on using general use of technology as a PI tool, so the pitfalls and vanity and all that kind of good stuff. It's definitely broadened our understanding of it, and I believe that in 2021, generally speaking, our understanding of how that can be implemented and our understanding of how that affects the traditions is definitely matured. What else we got in there? So we were asked to go away and actually have a look to see what other areas or groups virtually have been doing this. I know from personal experience, one of the first regions, as I say, that I was aware of that was using social media was the Minnesota region, the US, so using Twitter. We started using Twitter back then to put out basic information about the availability of meetings, and they were also announcing service events. It was a closed kind of page, so that it wasn't that you could make comments on it. It was just putting information out there. They had a lot of followers, I'm aware of, and would use their hashtag in service workshops and stuff like that, so you could access it. More recently, virtual groups and service bodies have been widely adopted the use of Facebook and Instagram to broadcast similar information, NORS being one of them. In the UK, East Coast Scotland area have been using Instagram recently to get information about Narcotics Anonymous and their meetings as well, so this is not a new area. The most specific use of Facebook as a tool is the Okanagan area, which is virtual in British Columbia and Canada. They're paying for Facebook boosts, bringing awareness of meetings and services to addicts and other services outside of NA, whose work brings them into contact with using addicts. So they're doing what we're proposing to do. They've been getting really positive results, and as a part of the result of that is that the number of meetings that they're actually holding in that area has increased, and the number of newcomers they're getting has increased. I've had a couple of conversations with the individual that's involved with that, and they do have a Facebook manager, which means that they have someone that they can get in touch with at Facebook and get a bit of advice about how best to use the limited resources they're doing, although they're actually putting $150 a month into it, I believe. I broke that down and made it into practical application. I'll read this out. In order to apply the Okanagan model, we would initially require three things: a website, we've already got that, a basic Keepin' It Facebook page, which again has already been created, and that's a prerequisite. In other words, you require that in order to then create a not-for-profit Facebook business page. From there, that's the place that we could launch the paid-for and targeted boosts. We also need to consider the creation of a social media working group or subcommittee to manage those pages and create the content. This would probably need to be a minimum of two or three HICNA members familiar with the medium and willing to be of service. The cost of utilizing Facebook boosts appears to be a massive variable, which is what I discovered. Can range from a few pounds a week to £100 a month, depending on the range and size of the target audience. As I say, the Okanagan budget is $150 a month, which is quite high. From personal experience of having run Facebook books recently for my own stuff, just as a curiosity to see how that works, any budget set does appear to need to be managed carefully, as it can very easily run away from you. You constantly get bombarded by Facebook, oh, would you like to do it a little bit more? Would you like to do it a bit more? That kind of thing. Of course, they're in the business of making money. You can't blame them for that. So it's got to be very carefully run. So that committee would need to keep an eye on that. And boost payments could easily set up to come. I've looked at the practicality of it. Boost payments could be easily set up to come direct from the HICNA PayPal account on a weekly or monthly basis once the budget was established. And I threw in a couple of links on the end of that. If people have had an opportunity to see the document, they're live links. One is from a company called buffer.com, and there was some really good information about Facebook advertising and costs. And the other one was bloghotsuite.com, which is how does Facebook boost posts work. And that, they're the two best ones I came across in terms of giving clarity about how that works. So, I mean, that's that. It's just a choice, really, whether or not we as a body want to proceed with that. And do we want to do it as a kind of, okay, we're going to do this, or do we want to think about running it as a, maybe run it for a couple of months, see what effect that had, and then come back and make another decision, or whether you still feel it is you want to go back to the groups and have a bit more discussion about it, using this document as the basis of the information that we've got. That's kind of it, really. That's where we're at with it. So it's kind of over to you guys, really. What would you like to do?
I'm Jim. I'm an addict.
Hello, Jim.
Hello. I've had experience with, I used to run a music page on Facebook, and I was just wondering, have they had the people that run what you've just been talking about, have they had any feedback on exactly how many people they get back?
Yeah, Mark has been over, Mark S over in Canada has actually has been able to produce some kind of demographic information about what's happening for them. They're very carefully targeting their specific geographical area which they're in.
Right.
And they've been getting anything up to 20 to 24 newcomers turning up across their meetings every week since they've been doing it. They've had a lot of very positive responses from service agencies in that area. The police, they've had responses from the police, they've had responses from probation services, all asking for more information.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know, really.
Fantastic.
Thank you. No worries.
Hi, I'm Ellie. I'm an addict.
Hi, Ellie.
I'm not sure if everybody's been following what's going on with Facebook, but it's under a lot of scrutiny right now. It's in the news, a lot of problems, been whistleblowers. And if you haven't, I suggest you take a look. What I did read yesterday was they're talking about rebranding Facebook. I'm not quite sure. One of the things I read that it's going to refocus it on serving young adults. I'm not quite sure if that's true, but I don't know. I know they're going to be doing something because of all of the problems that they've, you know, including like sex trafficking and just there's a whole host of problems. It's called the Facebook Papers. It's now in Congress, I believe, and it's being really scrutinized. There are a lot of whistleblowers. So I'd say if we were going to do anything with Facebook, we'd lay low until it's resolved, because they might change the format. I don't know what they're going to do and how they're going to resolve it, but it's a pretty big deal right now.
Thank you, Ellie. That's really a good note of caution.
Christine, I'm an addict.
Hi, Christine.
Hi, Christine.
Oh. Apologies, I didn't know that stuff was on Facebook. I don't know how I missed that, but I did. So I haven't actually had a look at it. How long have Okanaman been doing it for?
Something like 6 months, I think.
Yeah, because I went to a few of their meetings and there were... I didn't go. I went to two and I didn't go anymore because the two that I went to certainly weren't getting anything like that of attendees, never mind newcomers.
Okay.
And I as someone who was involved in work the work that I did. I think I would like to know, I'd like to know a lot more about how they're gathering that data to come up with a figure of 20 or to 25 newcomers a week who have found them via Facebook. I'd like to know a lot more about how they're figuring that out. You know, do they ask people when they're new? How are they getting them? Is it just names they haven't seen before? So they make that assumption. I need to know an awful lot more about that. I mean, and certainly, we haven't talked about amounts of money yet, but $150 a week
a month.
Is not something I would want to commit to unless we're absolutely certain that we're getting those kind of results. And even then, I'm not convinced we could cope unless we get a lot more people doing service. So, you know, whereas it all looks very good, I am sceptical about those numbers provided by the guy who's provided them. You know, no, if it, I don't know who he is, I know not, you know, but I'd like to know how that data is gathered.
Yeah, thank you, Christine.
Go ahead,
Jim.
Yeah, I'm Jim Addict. When I had my music place signed up for that some years ago, what you need to do, as Steve has already said, is you need to really sign up. In other words, it's kind of, you need A, B, C, D, E, F, and G. And once they accept you as a business partner, then you get, if you then boost the posts, you get all the, you know, how many people have been to you, you know, you get all the info after that. Now, whether I believed in that or not is a different matter.
Thank you, Jim.
Facebook provides you with data.
Yeah, can I just say, my understanding of it, having got that involved in that on my own personal Facebook page recently, is it's something very akin to Google Analytics. So you don't get specific names or anything like that. What you do get is a breakdown of demographics in terms of male, female, age, that kind of information.
And numbers, just numbers as well.
It's just numbers, yeah. Sorry?
Is Facebook providing you with that stuff?
Uh-huh, yep.
Well, that makes me even more sceptical. It's not something we can go and find for ourselves.
You could probably go into Google and ask about the actual nuts and bolts of how that works. I'm sure there will be discussions of forums out there that would be looking at it, and blog posts that would be discussing that kind of thing. Yeah, by all means. It is anonymous as far as the you're concerned. I would say that in recent weeks, I'm just trying to give you guys information, that Facebook's policy with regard to giving out certain information within the EU has recently changed, and it's had to be tightened up because the European Parliament and the British and in the UK have thrown the Data Protection Act at them. So the amount of information that we would be receiving in the UK is different to that's being received anywhere else in the world currently, particularly in the US, who don't really take data protection very seriously in that way, in the same way we do here. So that's just another bit of information. I'm hearing a note of caution here, and I agree, by the way. Just throwing that in there. What do we think?
I'm Jim again.
Yep.
Still an addict. I also concur with the fact that when you don't hit them for you know, boost posts or pay, they really, really hassle you. I get two or three things every day on Facebook hassling me to do things for that. Still, you know, and I haven't been on it for 2 years.
So. Yeah, absolutely. It's a hard sell, isn't it, Jim? I agree with you, which is what I was saying about the note of caution. What I realised in my own stuff was that they'll send you messages and or this, that, and the other, and you find yourself inadvertently pressing a button that's costing you money without realising you've done it. So it's I don't know I'm on the same page with what I'm hearing generally speaking here is a note of caution, and can I suggest that what we do is we take a back seat on it for a minute, for a little while. Let's gather more information and see where it's going, and on the back of what Ellie shared, wait until such times as we get a clearer picture about what actual say what Facebook is actually doing.
I'll second that.
Is everybody happy with that for the time, for now?
Yeah, Penelope, addict. I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of social media particularly. I mean, there's all these bots that follow you about, aren't there?
Mm.
Algorithms and
the little algorithms.
Yeah, it's like Doctor Who, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean the overall rationale behind us looking into it was wondering whether we could do it, use it as a PI tool, and I'm beginning to wonder whether we don't just find a different way of doing it and getting the information. I mean, really, what we're looking to do is get the website out there, because the website contains the information that's required to enable people to find us, which is the basic kind of thing here.
I'm Jim, an addict again. Can't we just form a group, rather?
A group?
Yes, Highlands and Islands closed group.
Yep. I mean, the thing about it being closed is it's closed.
Yeah, but you can still post.
Just still put information out there, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's kind of that's preaching to the converted. I don't know how effective. I mean, it would be an interesting thing to do. I mean, but if we're in discussion with a couple of other members with regard to this, what we wouldn't want it to be would be a discussion forum, because there are countless discussion forums out there.
Okay, thanks.
Do you see what I mean? That takes a lot of management. And it's whether or not the people that are willing to be of service to do that. I mean, do we want to be managing another Decades Clean or an NA or NA group or any of the other countless ones that are out there that just kind of attract crazies a lot of the time?
I think what we discussed in the Friday meeting was that that it would be a way of using it as a PI tool to get information out, like they put like short videos up on in the Tube in London. They have used that in the past, and the videos that they used in Switzerland, for example, they actually did use their transport systems, and they put them out on TV and everything, and they were very effective. I don't know what they're doing with it now, but you know, it seems like it, because we used to have public information things on telly before it shut down at 12 o'clock.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, yeah. I mean, can I just say that that's a kind of wider discussion?
Yeah, but that was the discussion we had. On the group and the conscience, so to look at the viability of that was what you were doing, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose we could, as a suggestion here, the Facebook page is there. It's only currently got 3 members, as it stands. It's a closed group. We could, it is locked down. Only individuals that got access to the account can post on it. How about, we could look at the idea of making that a public page, keep it as locked down as it is, so people can't get to it. They can't post on it or comment on it, but it would be just giving out information about the meetings and the website.
That's like putting an ad, because AA used to do that. They used to put an ad in the evening paper.
Phone
numbers and stuff.
But it's still, I think moving forward, that still needs a committee to manage it. That needs at least a couple of individuals who are willing to spend the time looking at that and making sure that it's kind of behaving itself. Can I suggest we chair this till next time?
I agree with that.
It's already an old business, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's fine. I mean, I don't think we need to make a decision.
It's an old thing.
Because we were forced to make a decision, I think we need to make a decision based on the fact that everybody's comfortable with it. And I'm hearing that not everybody's comfortable with it right now. So I think we need to go away and give it some more thought.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm going to ask Natalie. I like what Penelope shared about the ads on. How did they do that, Penelope? I mean, they have it on some kind of a TV or what?
Yeah. Help me out here, Steve. I'm having a senior moment.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I understand what.
What did they call them? Their videos, weren't they?
PSAs.
I mean,
public service.
Thank
public,
you. That's it.
Public service announcement. That's the one. Yeah.
And they put them out. At one time, they had little videos, short videos on the tube where the ads are, you know, on the other side of the rails, and for different things, you know.
They're quite expensive.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, thinking about it, I mean, if we're thinking about getting information out there without having a discussion about it, it's, this exists for if you've got a problem. You know, and that I think is the nature of PI.
I agree.
Call it PR now, but So I mean, it's just they were very successful with it. In I think they might be available if you have a look online. I don't know.
It's an absolute arm and a leg, but
yeah,
you know, maybe any as a whole could do that.
Yeah, and I mean,
what we're talking about is different from what any as a whole does, because we're talking about our online meetings, permanent online meetings.
Mm-hmm.
I know, but what my thinking is, if we actually integrate with NA as a whole, depending on what happens when we get the results from the region. We could interact with Scotland PI, who are doing stuff, and maybe they could do something regionally. This stuff moves very slowly. I know.
It really does, yeah. And I think that's kind of later on in the old business. We can have a discussion of that. Can I make a proposal then, guys, that we table the use of social media to do this for the time being? And not dismiss it altogether. I think that might be too soon to do that, but agree that we're going to come back to it at a later date. Is that a reasonable way forward with this for a minute?
I think so. Until we know what's happening with UK.
Okay. I mean, I think in principle it's a powerful tool. I think that it's how we apply it and whether we're comfortable doing that. And I'm hearing that we're not yet, because we're not quite there yet. So if we let it go and say, well, let's come back to it, I think that's probably a good thing.
And just to remind everybody that the suggested thing is that we work the traditions if we do anything online.
I agree.
In social media, the traditions need to be worked individually and collectively as a fellowship.
Thank you, Penelope. I agree with you completely.
Thanks.
Okay, so has anybody got an objections to moving on from that for a minute? And we'll just get Lisa to minute that we've had a discussion and that we are going to table that for the time being, and we'll revisit it at some point in the future.
Do we need to have it, take it back to the group for discussion before?
I think it's. I think
to do that yet.
I think it's something that we need to be openly discussing amongst ourselves as Hignors. Is how do we do this? How do we get the message out there? How do we attract newcomers? I mean, I will just throw this out there. I've noticed. It came up in a couple of meetings recently that we have sent out hardly any key tags in the last 6 months. And the majority of the key tags that were going out prior to that were kind of white to red. and we haven't had any of those go out of our meetings for a while, which tells me that, you know, we're not getting that many newcomers to our meetings. So we need to do, maybe think about that. I mean, if our, that's our primary purpose, that's tradition 5. Carry a message to the still sovereign addict. Are we doing that effectively? And could, is it, we're looking at ways and means to do that, which is what that whole social media thing is about. That's my take on that. Okay, guys. So can we move on from that?
Yeah.
For now.
Yeah,
Is everybody happy that and everyone feels they've been heard on that issue?
Yeah, I think really thank you, Steve, for all the research and for the report. Is it possible to get a copy of that?
I can. There is. I think there is a copy. I'm sure I put a copy of that up onto the WhatsApp group, but I'll renew it. I'll put it back up again.
Thanks. I haven't seen it.
And it is on the ASC page. The password to which is Hidner ASC 2019, lowercase.
Okay.
It's all on there. Okay, guys. So the next thing on the agenda is use of Tradition 7 funds, which is kind of related to that. I will just say that, and I think I did see Jay earlier. He's very busy today, and I'm sure he would send his apologies for not being here. But I've had a conversation with him recently. We are due to renew Blue Jeans at the end of this month. He has informed me that that they've changed their pricing dramatically in our favour, and whereas we paid £435, I think, for the our part of the enterprise account last year, we are only likely to be paying £200 this year, which $199, whatever that translates into English, to get the same service that we're currently getting. That's going to save us over £200 a year.
Wow. Is all I can say to that.
I know. I was hoping Jay was going to be able to be here so he could explain that. But as it stands, I mean, if I look at the, it's on here, isn't it? Whereas where we were paying £43,799, I haven't done the conversion on the maths because it's not apps. Jay was talking to the accounts, the accounts manager for our Hidner, for the enterprise account under which Hidner exists, to get them to nail it down. He hasn't got back to me on the final figure, but I know he's really, really busy. He's got a lot of stuff going on in his business world. His business life is just blown up because all COVID's all going away, so he's being incredibly busy. But yeah, I mean, the good news is whatever it is, it's going to cost us considerably less to function. I did the maths on that. That drops the cost per meeting per week to 43p, which is ridiculously cheap.
Wow, that's amazing.
I think what I'd like to suggest is that once we get the full figure of that, we might want to think about adjusting the prudent reserve to suit. I mean, currently our prudent reserve is a year's operating expenses at £500. If we get this massive reduction in the Blue Jeans, we might want to think about looking at that, which would give us even more surplus to worry about spending. But again, that might be related to what happens next. Okay, so that, unless anybody's got any other ideas about what they want to use Tradition 7 for that have come out of the groups, that's my little part of report on the Tradition 7 funding right now.
Hello, Jim. I'm on at it.
Hello, Jim.
Hello.
Hi, Jim.
Now that we're sending our a representative to UK region, I believe in the past we have donated to region.
We have indeed.
Yeah. Is there any, can we do that again, or what do people think about that?
I think that's a great idea, like goodwill. if things go well, you know, obviously it's under the discretion of whether it's gone well or not at the region. But, you know, I think we ought to maybe discuss if we can donate an amount and how much that would be and what it would cover.
Is that a proposal, Jim? Are you proposing that we make a donation to Region at the moment? In an act of goodwill.
Well, yes.
I second it.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just thinking about what we've been talking about before, in that if we do achieve a seat at Region with a representative, then we'll be able to mine the use of regional public information.
Which is
if you can mine that avenue, then we will be getting newcomers. Thank you.
That would be the silver lining. Okay, yeah. Thank you, Jim. I mean, what I'm asking really is that a motion that, regardless of what outcome comes happens, that's what I was asking really. Regardless of what our position is in the position of Region, is that a proposal that we make a donation to Region anyway? Are you asking that at the moment?
Yes, I'm asking that because that's the way it worked.
It is. So, have you got an amount in mind?
Not really.
Okay, our previous donations have been £100. We could have.
Well, we've got kind of 1,700 quid in there.
Yeah.
We have.
So, £200. What do you say?
I think more like 500.
That'd just blow.
Maybe I'm a bit extravagant.
I don't know. Whatever you like. I mean, we've got. Our prudent reserve lives in the bank. The surplus is still the same. It's still 14. It's actually £1,400 the surplus we've got. I mean, it's up to you guys. You've got to make that decision. How much you'd like to donate, and all agree on it. What would you like to do?
My name's Tony. I'm an addict.
Hello, Tony.
Right. I think the use of the funds towards Region is a very good idea. I think it's just the amount at the moment, and we're sort of in between this 500 or 200.
Yeah.
So I'm going to suggest we go somewhere in the middle. Yeah. At present. So say for example, £250 donation to the Region.
Yep.
At present.
Anybody got anything to say about that?
I agree with that.
So you're seconding that. So we've agreed that we're going to make a donation to Region. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, I've seconded it.
Has anybody got any objections to that? Hearing a no. There's no objections. And the second part of this proposal is we make a donation of £250 to Region. And I think Jim has seconded that.
Yes.
And have we got anybody with any objections to that? Okay, so we will make a donation of Region of £250. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, yeah? Steve.
Yes.
Yes.
Consider it done. I will make sure that I will have to recheck with Region to make sure I've got the current banking details, and we'll make that donation.
Thank you very much, Steve. Thanks for your service, bud.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, Steve, so the final thing on the old business is this whole thing of Region, and we haven't really had a conscience to say one way or the other. Are we agreed to send a representative to Region in November?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
There's no objections to that. Okay. In preparation for that decision, a conversation has been had with one of our members who's unfortunately not here, who was willing to represent us. I can't do it, even if I wanted to, because there would be a clear conflict of interest as my position within the UK Fellowship Development Committee.
Steve did ask me to nominate him in Did you say it in absentia or something?
Absentia, yeah, that's a great word. I love that.
Yeah, he asked me to nominate him in absentia, but I don't know if I can do that. That's just what he told me to do.
Okay, so how do we feel as a committee allow effectively electing an individual who's not here into a service position?
Where is it, Stephen? Who is it?
It's Michael.
Michael.
The mob.
Michael from Edinburgh. Okay.
Yeah, I have had a conversation with him, explaining to him what that involves. That it's a 2-day commitment over the next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, that he would be expected to attend, and he said he would be able to manage that. It's only once every 2 months.
Where's it being held?
It's being held virtually.
Ah, fucking bang on. Cool.
I'll give you guys some background very quickly. It might be helpful. Region is currently got an ad hoc committee looking into the future of the UK region's position and the word existence in terms of where it's going to be meeting. And there are three options on the table. One, to continue to meet virtually. Two, the complete opposite, to not meet virtually at all and only meet face to face. Or three, to become a combination of the two and meet as a hybrid. The other fourth option that I've now recently been made aware of is that they would meet virtually for some of the regions during the year and face to face for others. So that is an ongoing discussion at region that has not been resolved, and I would think it probably won't be resolved until the spring. So there'll be at least three more regions that will be held virtually.
So what would be Michael's job for taking to region?
My personal opinion is that, this is my personal opinion, I think we should just turn up. We should let them know that we're there and ask them what next.
Oh, absolutely. I'm just wondering what he's going to be putting on the table. You know, what's he going to do?
Well, that's it. That's all we can put on the table.
Oh, right. This is who we are. This is what we're doing. Like we've done before.
Yeah, kind of pretty much, but even less complicated than that. It's down to the fact that we were seated, we were asked to step down temporarily until they made a decision. They've made their decision. We're now back. What do you want us to do next?
That'll be good. So rather than shooting all the guns at you, you'll have it instead.
Well, kind of.
Make
but
sure
I don't know if there will be any guns. It's the decision is to decide whether or not we are attending as the initial attendance as a guest, which we've already done, and whether or not they want us to then go through the process of putting in a submission, at which point as an area we would then need to have that discussion as to what information we want to give them and how we present that. But in the short term, the suggestion is we turn up at the next area, the next region, make our presence known. We are here. What would you like us to do next?
Very interesting.
Michael's aware of the history, so I mean, and I believe Michael can hold his own. So I mean, the question was though: are we comfortable of electing someone to a position of service in their absence?
Yes, I am.
I'm happy with that. I mean, Jim. We all know Michael, don't we?
Yeah, my name's Tony. I'm an addict. I also concur.
Okay. So if we're happy with that, are we going to say that Michael, in his absence, is now the RCM for the Highlands Alliance Groups of NA?
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree.
Congratulations, Michael. I hope your ears are burning. And you're not dropping too many things.
Well done. Well done.
It's an unusual set of circumstances, I understand. But the region is next week.
Steve, is it possible for, because I know traditionally anyone can go to any committee meeting, part of the fellowship, anybody in the fellowship. I'm wondering if it's possible for us as individuals to turn up.
Yeah. I'm not 100% certain how that works if it's virtual. What we can do is you can attend virtually as an observer because
That's it. That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
they broadcast it on YouTube.
Oh.
So it's a link on the UKNA website, which they put the live link on there, and you can attend virtually on
Okay.
YouTube. I could talk with the vice chair as to whether or not anybody else can actually attend in the meeting itself, but you wouldn't necessarily. I mean, as an observer, you're no better off watching it on being in the room, technically speaking, on Zoom, as you are observing, because you wouldn't necessarily be allowed to be speaking. But having said that, those of us that know Michael, that are connected with Michael on things like social media, would be able to be supporting him whilst it was going on. And
Is that live on YouTube?
it's live on YouTube, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Cool.
Yes,
Thank you.
I've done that just to observe.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you.
And it's actually really interesting to, I find it fascinating. I mean, I do that as with my UKFD head on. And then if I'm needed, I'll go into the room and say and go over something that maybe the chair of the UKFD committee wants me to talk about that's technical related to websites and all that kind of good bullshit. But I tend not to get involved in wanting to be in the room with them. I mean, I'm just not into that. I'm happy to sit and watch. But I can start by staying in communication with those in with the chair and the vice chair via WhatsApp. So if I hear something being spoken about during the meeting and I know that they may not have the answer, I will text, I will message them to say, I've heard that question, this is the answer to that question, and it helps them facilitate the process because that's my responsibility. Does that make sense? Fantastic. Okay. So
Just got a message through from Switzerland. I never contacted them. It says really weird to say that there's their sixth anniversary today
wow.
of the fellowship Zurich. So yeah,
Cool.
funny coincidence that, isn't it?
It is. Okay, guys, so moving on, we've got nothing in new business I can think of at the moment, so I'm going to just quickly slip past that a minute. If anybody has got anything they want to discuss, we'll come back to it. We've got the Hygner 10-year celebration event on November 20th, 2021. You may or may not be aware, hoping you are, that Ellie has very kindly produced us a flyer, bit of collaboration there that we've managed to nail it down, and the flyer is out there. There is now a link on the website which is on the About Us page and the group news page. It's not a menu item. Thank you, Ellie. Thank you. I see that hand. It's not a live page. It's not actually a menu item, but you can click on it and link to it. So if you want to pass information around about it, all the information is on there about the event, when it's going to be, how to get into it, etc. That link is that same information is always also now on the ukna.org events page under the banner of other, because we're not an ASC, but if we become an ASC, that will change. I've got somewhere, although I haven't printed it out, I'm going to apologize for that. Let me dig it out. Where is
Jim, I'm an addict. It's a brilliant flyer. Thank you.
It is.
Thank you.
Ellie, carry on,
Yeah.
please.
Oh, okay. Thank you, everybody. Hi, everybody. I'm Eliana. I noticed that when I sent you the final, it's high resolution. I sent it to you purposely so you, in the event you wanted to print anything, I didn't know. But when I looked at it online, it looks very, very fuzzy. It was way too pixelated and hard to read. So I wondered if anything could be done about that.
I could wash it through a bit of program I've got and reduce the percentage a little bit.
I could do that too if you just give me the what it should be because
It varies from site
read
to
it.
site. It varies from site to site. Facebook doesn't like too high resolution, I do know that.
It's usually 72 GPI. I just didn't know what to resize it smaller or what, but it's, for me, it looks blurry.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what then, so the thing to do then, Ellie, if you could do, say, a couple of reduction versions, so do it 50 and maybe 25 or something like that, I can put them up and have another look. How does that sound?
That sounds
good. Is that complicated or is that doable?
No, not at all.
And I'm just looking. I'm looking at the flyer now. I mean, the flyer looks pretty good on the website as it stands. It is a tad, I agree with you, it is a tad fuzzied at the bottom end with the typefaces small.
Yeah, they shouldn't be. I kind of made, I'd like to look at that again and readdress that. And I want it to be clear, and that's the, you know, my main goal.
Well, I can read it, and I can't see past the end of my hand without glasses on. And with my glasses on, it's very clear.
Oh, I'll send you a couple, and if you decide, okay, whether you think it's worth replacing them or not.
No worries. Thank you.
I'll keep the same file name.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, so go, Steve, did you want to say something?
Yeah, Blue, I'm sorry, you got halfway through this flyer thing and then my internet went deep and I didn't hear shit.
Just to say, Ellie's gonna look at the flyer to try and resolve some of the visibility issues.
I heard that, Steve. What's the flyer for?
The flyer is for our 10th anniversary meeting on November the 20th.
On November the 20th, okay, brilliant.
What the plan is we're having an extended speaker meeting that's going to go from 6 till 10:30. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We have 7 speakers confirmed.
Okay. Yeah. What is it? Global.
It's pretty global. It's a lot of our own members, obviously. This is us. This is our celebration of our home group. It needs to be about. Needs to be about us, so it's mostly members from Higna. There's one individual that's agreed to come and share for us. It's going to talk for 20 minutes about the very early efforts of NA servicing online from the website that they created in 2000, and a little bit of a potted history that, you know, we stand on the shoulders of giants. There is nothing happens in a vacuum in NA. So this guy called Lee. I was agreed to do that.
I'm assuming because of our little chat the other day, I'm just going to be a guest at that.
Yeah. I mean, what we've got. I mean, I don't know whether I want to name the speakers. I don't think that's. I feel uncomfortable about that. I don't know for whatever reason. Who the fuck knows? The idea would be that Jay will open it.
Yeah.
I'll open the sharing with a potted history of Higna, and then there's four speakers. My thinking was it would be, I didn't know how you guys wanted to format this, whether we had kind of multiple chairs like we would do in one of the marathons, or whether my thought was it would be really nice to have each of the speakers for the first part of this to introduce the next speaker, because we all know each other. So I would introduce the second speaker would introduce the third speaker, fourth speaker would introduce, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, all the way down. I would necessarily introduce Lee because you guys don't know them. So that would be fair. The idea was, and I've had a conversation with Jay, I phoned him up for some inspiration about this the other day, was that we would have a 30-minute slot in the middle of it after the fourth speaker to open the floor for sharing. To anybody that wants to share.
Yeah.
Do you see what I mean? So that gives other members the opportunity to share. Jay will be our closing speaker to share about the growth of online NA and the involvement of Higna with virtual NA. Okay. And a little bit about virtual NA. And then we would close, and that would be the close. So it's 4.5 hours, 270 minutes. and we've got 5 minutes between each speaker to allow for an introduction and slight overruns and all that kind of good stuff. So if people are happy with that format, should we run with it, or does anybody got anything they'd like to say?
Jim, I'm an addict. Sounds great to me.
Yeah, that's good.
Yes, same here, Steve. I agree.
I'm gonna share that with you on the screen. So there we are. You can see it on the screen. Can you see that?
Yeah.
On the screen?
Yeah.
That's the running order. That's more or less the topics, but that's open to debate, to you know, whatever it is. We're not gonna hold people to that. But that was the basic idea. I haven't quite decided what Penelope's going to share about yet, but well, maybe we'll just leave Penelope to decide that.
Oh, gosh.
I did ask you the other day, and you did say did yeah. You?
Oh, I didn't. I'll say yes publicly now, and I don't know. You come up with some suggestions for. The topic would be great. I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's your story. Why did you come here?
Okay. Through sponsorship. Yeah.
Well, yeah, all of that. How did you find us? You know.
Through sponsorship. My sponsee sent me a link that Barbara had sent her.
There you go. So share that.
She had never used it, but I was in distress, and she sent it to me.
Yeah.
And
so the eighth speaker, I wondered whether or not it would be appropriate for us to invite someone from an at home to come and share with us. And who might that be? Can I get people to think about that? We've got a month, more or less, not quite three, four weeks.
Steve.
Yes.
My name's Jim. I can't see what you shared, and that was.
You should be able to, I think.
All right. Okay.
On the main bit, Jim. It's on the main.
It's on the main. On the main. It's actually on the main page. You should be able to see it on the visible on the screen, I think.
Yeah, I can see it, Steve.
Okay. I've put the. So it's basically Steve, Ellie, Jim, Lisa, Spider, who's going to talk about long-term recovery. He said, you bashers just want to see me cry. I love Spider. Penelope, then Lee, then this unnamed individual that we haven't really got kind of decided on, then Jay, and that's it. It's only a short little event.
Yeah. What time does it finish, did you say?
Half ten.
So how much time have we each got to share?
20 minutes.
Right. Wonderful.
So that's the kind of running order. So it's 15. The numbers down the left-hand side are actually the time allowed. So it's 15 minutes to start the meeting, introduce the meeting, set some ground rules, run around telling people that they can't use video. The asterisks on there are people that I know that are moderators. And I think we all need to log in as moderators if we're there to enable us, because if we get more than a couple of pages worth of individuals, we might need to help each other to moderate, to turn videos off and all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah.
We won't change our format. It is an audio only meeting.
Log in as moderator, Steve.
Sorry?
Do you like me to log in as moderator then?
That's what I'm saying. This is just the nuts and bolts that we needed to discuss quickly, just as we know what we're all doing. I mean, Jay's a moderator, I'm a moderator, Ellie's a moderator, Lisa's a moderator. That would probably between the four of us, I would think we would be able to manage the room quite comfortably, because we're all quite accomplished at that stuff now.
I just noticed the mobster is here.
Oh, is he? Hello, the mobster.
Hello, Michael.
Let me stop sharing that a minute then.
Yeah.
Ready.
Hello.
Cool. So, is everyone kind of happy with that?
As is.
For the time.
Yes, I am, Steve. Yeah.
Yep.
The basic plan.
Yes.
Fantastic. What I will promise to do, and I haven't had an opportunity, I was ill last week. I really didn't get around to doing it, and I meant to. I'm going to have a conversation with a friend of mine in the UK who's a bit of a merchandise freak. And I do know, or I'm fairly certain in saying, he has a company that will do print-to-order items. So the idea would be that we'd take Ellie's design and put it onto some mugs and some T-shirts and make them available if people would like them as memorabilia of this event.
Oh,
that sounds really cool.
Sounds amazing, yeah. Not that I go anywhere to wear my T-shirt.
Well, yeah, you know, it's just some basic...
It on in, you know, like...
Yeah.
I have a question.
Hello, Michael.
Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Hi, Michael.
Hi. How are you going to distribute these items that people want?
They would be printed to order and sent straight from the manufacturer to the individuals who want them.
Okay, so so if they want to order it, do they go to?
To be determined. I think probably I phoned Peter this morning, and unfortunately he was up a ladder, so wasn't able to have a conversation. I will have a conversation with him and find out how he makes it work for this company. That he's got a lot of experience on running merchandise in the UK. I'll talk to him and I'll post the details on the WhatsApp group, and we can have a discussion about it on there to find out the best way of doing it. Does that make sense, Michael? And then if we're going to do it at all, we'll make a couple of announcements during one of those 5-minute slots between speakers. Does that sound good?
Yeah, that's great.
And Michael, congratulations! You have been elected in your.
Yay.
RCM for the Highlands and Islands.
How awesome is that?
We will all be supporting you on WhatsApp. So if you need any help, have your WhatsApp on at your side, and if you need to ask any questions or just need to see the fact that you're not alone, we will be there.
Can I ask something, Penelope Addict? If things are going well at the region, is there somewhere that we can maybe post the celebration day?
Yes, it's already up there.
Oh, it is. What, for the UK region?
Yeah, it's already on the UKNA.org website.
Oh, wonderful.
Under events.
Oh, great.
I was able to do that under the area of other. So that's up there.
Okay.
And please, guys, spread it around on social media. I mean, more obviously nearer the time. It's on Virtual NA as well. I believe Jay was going to put that up. I presume he's done it. If he hasn't, I'll go do it myself. Bless his heart, because I can do that. I help build the site, so I can do that. Let me just see. He hasn't got it up yet. So so Jay is being busy. I do know that.
Okay.
He would normally have got that done, so he hasn't done it, so I'll get that. I mean, there's no mad rush for it, but quite often people go there and have a look and say, well, okay, what am I going to do this weekend or next weekend or whatever it is, and have a look for that information. So
we'll be posted on like recovery WhatsApp groups.
Please go for it anywhere you like. I mean, obviously, you know, put a few out there just to get it out there for now, and then it's a question of nearer the time.
Yep.
We'll just throw it out there, and I say that link that's available is now on the website, and I think I put the link in the WhatsApp group, which will take you direct to a page that's part of our website. Okay. Fantastic. Truck on, and I will let you guys know about this merchandise. It may well end up being something that just as home group members that we might do, rather than sort of make it. I don't necessarily think we want to make this globally available. I think this is for us. This celebration is for us, guys. We're celebrating our recovery and our home groups. if we get lots of other people around. I mean, I can't face the prospect of someone in fucking Outer Mongolia saying, "Oh, I want a t-shirt." And I go, oh, Jesus, oh, fucking
My name's Jim and I'm an addict.
Yeah.
We will need elephant size.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If we do it by order, I can order a 4XL or a 6XL or whatever people want.
Ace. Fuck you.
Do you see where I'm going with that? So
certainly, yeah, great.
Because Christine suggested that she'd like to have a nightshirt with the logo on it.
Rather than
a t-shirt, because she doesn't wear t-shirts, but she'd wear a nightshirt.
Beanie hat.
Beanie hats, whatever you want. I mean, let me talk to Peter and find out what he says. I may even pop up to Gloucester one day next week and have a proper serious sit-down conversation with him about it. And find out what the nuts and bolts of that would be, because it'd be whether or not they would require payment in advance. We've got the money in the bank to do it. We could pay it in advance, and then once the order is being completed, you know, find a way of doing that. So,
how many are you going to order then, Steve?
It's that's the whole point. This is print to order. What we don't want to end up is saying what we'll have is we'll have 50 t-shirts of mixed sizes and end up sitting here with 30, 40 t-shirts that nobody wants. So we don't want to do that. So I know they did it for the UK convention, not too successfully, but they didn't use a particularly good company to do it. The manufacturer was willing to literally say, if you want 6 t-shirts that are various sizes, he would do those as one-offs and send them all, and was willing to then distribute those. So I need to talk to Peter, nail down what his manufacturer is willing to do for us, and then have a conversation with them and get some prices. They're obviously.
Because I'm aware that sometimes when you have like polyester or whatever the fabric is, they shrink. And yeah, it would be nice to have, pure cotton or...
You get what you pay for, which is the bill. So at the end, what I'm saying about that is at the end of the day, these items might be a bit more expensive than usual because we don't want rubbish. What we want is good quality stuff. So that's part of the conversation I'll be having with Peter and this guy. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because T-shirts are valuable for individuals and to keep,
Yeah. I absolutely agree with you. Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. They will become items of NA history.
Uh-huh.
Fantastic. Okay, guys. Has anybody got anything for new business that they want to discuss? I can't think of anything off the top of my head right now. One thing I would say, one little quick thing, just for the record. A friend of ours from Kentucky was attended one of our, funny enough, the Sunday night meeting, which is not a meeting I go to very often. He'd messaged me, said I could have a chat. I said, I'm in a meeting. He said, I'll come and join you. And at the end of the meeting, he let us know that what he was wanting to say was that they've got an opportunity to present some PI information to a whole bunch of courts, probation officers, judges, the old bill, and a lot of other and various other organizations of that kind in America, and was asked whether or not someone from HGMA was willing to stand up and have 10 minutes explaining what we do and where we are and how to find us.
Wow.
More will be revealed.
Yeah.
We've done similar things before and had the opportunity to share on behalf of HGMA. So I'll let you know. I mean, I just wanted to throw that in there. That is something that's kind of there. To more will be revealed, but I felt it was important. That's it. That's all I've got.
Thank you, Steve. Are we done?
I think so. Can I? I mean, we've done well. We're only an hour and 40 minutes into this, and if we can get all this done in 2 hours, I'm a happy boy. Date of next meeting, guys.
Is it Christmas?
It would be, technically speaking, October, November, December, and it would be
Boxing Day.
Do we want to, if we find ourselves inadvertently part of region, I think you'll find that the following region after this one would be in January, which would be the first weekend of January. So I'm going to propose that what we might do is have an ASC before Christmas, the weekend of the 13th of December.
I might be travelling then.
13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 or 19 or something like that.
Yeah, 13th is Monday.
13th is a Monday.
So what about the 10th, 11th, 12th?
Yep.
That's that first weekend, that's that second weekend in December.
I'm easy. I'm asking you guys. I mean, I'll have a fucking business meeting on Christmas Day. I don't care. My missus would probably hit me, but I mean, you know, I'd know.
Yes, I'm going to be away. I'm travelling at Christmas, so.
Okay. The alternative would be to have it at some point. This is partly if Michael ends up going back to region in December, which we hope he will, he's giving Michael something to take. So we need to have that discussion before that region takes place. So the other alternative would be sometime at the beginning of the first week in January, which would be 3rd, 4th, 5th or 6th. And if region like any reports to be submitted by the previous Friday. I'm assuming that's right. It may well be that it's always the first full weekend of the month, region, and the next one will be January. Oh, yeah.
We do it in the week as well, don't we? I was thinking we're doing weekends. No, I mean,
if I can make a suggestion.
Please do, Michael. That's what this is for.
Most of us are on WhatsApp anyway. Why don't we all can all of us just leave what days we're not available? That way you can work around when we can have the next ASC.
Yeah, that makes absolute sense. Yeah. Absolutely. Instead
of figure out what times everybody's available now, because that's subject to change. Anyway,
that's very true. So we can enter to be decided in terms of the date of the next ASC. I think that's a that's a good way forward. Good suggestion. Thank you, Michael.
Good one. Yeah.
Bearing in mind, what was I going to say? The car report will be out before then too. we all love the car report.
Careful.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you all. Thanks.
Can I ask if everybody is happy?
Yes.
I'm going to go.
Yes, I'm happy.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you, Steve.
Okay. Is anybody unhappy? That's the kind of silence I can live with. Thank you, folks, for your time. Thank you for being here. Thank you for putting up with us wandering through all this stuff. I think we've actually had a good discussion today. I want to thank you for that. I want to thank you, Tony, for being vice chair and doing what you've done, and everyone else that's contributed to this process. And I look forward to moving forward over the next 10 years. Who knows?
Oh, wow.
I think it's significant. So thank you, guys. And Ellie, could I ask you to take us out?
Thank you, Steve. Hi, everybody. Ellie, I'm an addict.
Hello, Ellie.
Hi, Ellie.
I guess we have a moment of silence. Remember the addicts suffering inside and outside the rooms. And also, offer some gratitude for the success of this meeting, followed by the wee version of the Serenity Prayer. To the God or higher power of your own understanding, God,
grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference.